Yesterday, we told you about the shortage of houses for sale in the Seattle area. That's making it harder for people to find and afford a home. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph says there is a potential supply of lower-priced homes out there. The trouble is they are owned by banks who aren't letting them go.
They're our legacy from the Great Recession.
Any other bids?
4,300 foreclosed homes from Everett to Tacoma that are now owned by banks. RealtyTrack, the real estate data company, has been following them. These are houses that went up for auction once. At an auction like this one,
going once,
outside the King County Courthouse the other week.
Sold.
But back when these houses were on the auction block, they didn't sell. So they became the property of the banks, which are not in the business of holding houses. Fast forward to now. Our real estate market is on a tear, fueled by high demand and low supply, and hooked on low interest rates. An extra 4,300 homes in the market? That would be a rush. Because that many houses is two-thirds of what the region gobbles up in a single month. But these houses are just sitting around, many of them in terrible shape. Jim Melgard works for Vestas, which buys houses at the county auctions.
And there's houses, it's not uncommon for us to see houses in foreclosure for, they've been in foreclosure 5-6 years, where the banks haven't done anything. Banks are slowly working through them, and you're seeing, you know, one at a time.
Governments and nonprofits once saw these homes as an opportunity, a pool of homes that could be fixed up and sold to families for reasonable prices. But the nonprofits soon found that they couldn't buy many houses, even with government help.
One of the biggest challenges is just staying ahead of the speculators that are coming in.
This is Kevin Hunter, who heads the King County branch of Habitat for Humanity.
We unfortunately aren't able to move as quick as them.
And they get outbid. Homestead, another nonprofit that serves people with lower incomes, says it also doesn't have enough money to invest in bank-owned homes. And money is not the only obstacle. Mike O'Rourke is a senior vice president of Washington Federal, a local lender. He says there's no worse process he knows of
than trying to buy a foreclosed home from a big lender.
He says the banks are inflexible. They don't negotiate or even offer financing to fix up their own houses.
So what you end up with is that intermediary that comes along and grabs them because they've got deep pockets, fixes them up and resells them. It's a profit motive for those. The good news is it gets a better home into the market. The bad news is it takes a low-priced home off the market.
The big banks say they're trying to get better. Wells Fargo says it now fixes its own homes before selling them so that future owners aren't buying complete junkers. It also says it gives nonprofits a week's head start when houses become available. But Habitat says it needs more than a week to move on a house. And they're still too expensive. Kevin Hunter would like to see the banks sit down and discuss this.
There's got to be some ways that I think can incentivize them to make sure that nonprofits can have access to these lots and these homes so they're a part of the solution and not a part of the continuing crisis.
Meanwhile, the real estate market continues to rise. And this is who the nonprofits are competing against. This is a meeting of investors at Caliber Real Estate on the East Side. Every week, they scour the market for cheap houses to flip. Zach Lazo is in charge tonight.
The dirtier, the better. The scarier, the better. Because that just allows us to buy for a lower price.
They buy them with cash and transform them into houses that people are willing to pay top dollar to buy, with stainless appliances and granite. RealtyTrack says Seattle is one of the top cities in the country for profit on real estate flips. But Lazo says even investors are running out of neighborhoods.
It's getting really hard to buy something that's low enough to justify buying it and still be able to eke out some sort of profit.
And in this fevered, low-supply environment, the banks are selling their recession-era houses just a few at a time. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.